to a gentleman who I'm guessing is in a little bit warmer temperatures than 23 degrees here this morning. We are with Stevens Point Area Senior High softball coach Tom Droner, who is also part of the Spash Hall of Fame committee as we continue our work in the Spash Hall of Fame here. And, Tom, what is your weather like down there?
Well, it's sunny.
Nice.
A little different than it is, I think, there. But it's warm. I like that.
Yeah, I like that warm stuff, too. Tom, for those that don't know, down in Florida watching the UWSP baseball team, your son is playing for the Pointers now.
Yeah. You're fortunate to be a part of the program and really looking forward to watching them play.
Yeah, that should be fun. They have, a game at our time, 12:30, your time, 1:30 this afternoon, right?
Yeah, 1:30. Yeah, we're in Auburndale, Florida, and it'll be fun to watch.
Well, good luck to the Pointers, and see if they can't get that first Florida win down there this afternoon. Tom, we want to talk a little bit about the Spash Hall of Fame. And along with that, the ceremony, of course, coming up on April 15th out at Century World. And again, we encourage anybody that would be so inclined to come on out and enjoy watching a very large group of teams and individuals be inducted into the Spash Hall of Fame, whether you were a Spash or P.J. Jacobs graduate at some point or just a community person who has enjoyed sports here at Stevens Point High School. Everybody's encouraged to come on out. You can get a ticket by calling the Spash Athletic Office. But along with the induction, Tom, there's going to be a pretty nice-sized silent auction going on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we've got some awesome gifts from a lot of people that are supporters of athletics in the Stevens Point area and people that have gone to Spash. We've got a running singlet from Keith Hansen, a ball signed by Sam Hauser, or signed by the Boston Celtics from Sam Hauser, a signed basketball from Janelle McCarville. We got all kinds of things, a signed rookie card, rookie Celtics card from Sammy Hauser, and one from Joey at Michigan State. Good luck, Michigan State, today. A Spash athletic jacket. The Caulfield family was generous enough to donate some pictures of both Brock and Cole at the University of Wisconsin and more. And then we have some other things. There's like looks like a Nutribullet, which I think is a blender of some sort. Hot Shot smokeless fire pit. Honeywell air purifiers. We got all kinds of stuff. So we're really excited about everybody that's donated for a great cause, and hopefully we can get out there and have an awesome silent auction.
Yeah, I think we will, and there is a huge group of things that are available on the silent auction. You'll have to come out to the ceremony to see it and bid on it. And if any business in town, or for that matter individual, has something that they would like to donate, all the proceeds will go to the Spash Hall of Fame to get it to be bigger and better, and this will continue on. Should be a fun ceremony, Tom.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to get together with a lot of people that have been involved in Spash over the years, and it's a big old fraternity of great people, and we're really looking forward to getting it out and getting it going again. It kind of got stalled a little bit with the COVID thing, and now we're getting it back, and we got a lot of history at Stevens Point Area Senior High and the Stevens Point school system, so it's going to be an exciting day.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, the ceremony itself will be on April 15th out at Century World. And you can get tickets by calling the Spash Athletic office anytime. I think, actually, tickets might be closing off here in roughly a week, if I'm not mistaken. So I would encourage you to call soon and get a ticket to come on out and enjoy what should be a really fun night. So what are the plans besides going to watch a baseball game today, Tom? Are you jogging on the beach or something here this morning?
Yeah, no. there's not a whole lot of jogging in this body, but I'll tell you, I did get a workout in this morning. It's going to be beautiful. I think if we get a little pool time, that would be great, but I love the game of baseball and love watching it, so I'm going to be at the ball field a lot. So other than that, it's going to be hopefully the weather will be nice the rest of the week.
All right, so I'm going to catch you off guard with this one, but this is huge news coming out, Tom, so I've got to get your opinion. I assume you go to a Brewer game every now and then?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is brand new today. The Brewers announcing they are changing hot dog suppliers.
And
they're going to go with Chicago-based Vienna Beef. Any comments?
Hey, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a Chicago hot dog, but it was pretty good the way they had it before, especially with that special sauce.
Well, maybe they'll keep the sauce. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, that can go with it. And does this mean during the sausage race, will the hot dog have a brand new uni?
I'm pretty sure. It better not be wearing a Cubs uni, I'll tell you that.
Well, there you go. That's why, I mean, that's a little upsetting that Milwaukee is going to feature a Chicago-based hot dog, but, I guess times are changing or something like that. So,
hey, man, that is big news.
That is. I mean, you're going to take that to the ballpark with you today. People are going to say, where'd you hear that? And you can tell them, I am in the know. Just trust me on this one. The Brewers are going with Vienna Beef as the hot dog starting this year. So,
I can't wait to be the first one to spread that news down here.
Yep. You know, you'll be the first on your block. This is important information. You're out in front of it. You can kind of be a hero down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is that the bearer of bad tidings? I'm not sure.
But. Yeah, me either.
Hey, Tom, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and have a great one. Looking forward to that Spash Hall of Fame. It'll be awesome.
For sure. Go Pointers.
You bet.
Thanks,
Tom. See you later.
All righty.
You bet.
That is Spash softball coach Tom Droner, who is down.